540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where within the hour, the Senate passed the House-approved stopgap government spending bill that avoids a last-minute crisis at the end of the week.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Allowing Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to announce,
I have good news for the American people. This Friday night, there will be no government shutdown.
This bill keeps some government agencies funded into January, others into February. Near San Francisco, President Biden is trying to improve frayed U.S.-Chinese relations. After talking to Chinese President Xi Jinping for several hours, the president announces,
we're reassuming military-to-military contact, direct contacts. As a lot of you press know, follow this, that's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communications on a direct basis.
Those Chinese-U.S. communications cut off when the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon that had flown over much of the U.S. mainland. Back here in Washington, I had a confrontation between police and protesters at a Mideast war-related demonstration outside Democratic Party headquarters. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis.
Police say six of their officers were treated for injuries. Some were pepper sprayed or punched. One person was also arrested for assaulting an officer. Members of Congress were evacuated from the area earlier. The protesters included people with If Not Now and Jewish Voice for Peace, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They insist they were peaceful. They are accusing the police of violence.
And in the Mideast war, Israeli forces have now occupied Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, despite that staff's repeated insistence that Hamas militants are not using the facility as a base of operations, as the U.S. and Israel have claimed.
At some point, they will try and evacuate, but how they do that, it's going to take a lot of planning. It's going to be very, very difficult, and they're very worried. At the moment, doctors inside say they're losing around 5 patients a day.
Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem. SpaceX cleared to make a second attempt to launch its Super Heavy Starship rocket from Texas. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood following.
It's been nearly 7 months since the first Super Heavy Starship test flight ended in a spectacular failure. Since then, SpaceX has made hundreds of modifications and improvements, and they've met all the requirements set by the Federal Aviation Administration. So with an FAA launch license finally in hand, SpaceX hopes to launch the rocket on the program's second test flight Friday morning.
AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline now $3.35. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had one of their worst losses of the season a few weeks ago in Toronto. That changed tonight with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors. Big night for Damian Lillard. He ended up leading with 37 points. Malik Beasley scoring as well, having his best night of the season with 30 points scored. Now, the Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who sat out due to a sore calf muscle, for Jay Crowder, out 8 weeks now after having that surgery yesterday for a groin injury. Marjon Beauchamp was roughed up. Malik Beasley spoke to Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Jay Crowder, too. You know, we still thinking about your brother. We love you. Keep healing. And then, we just got resilience, man. You know, we're a deep team. I think that we want to be where we want
to
be.
And it was a big win for Bucks manager Adrian Griffin to beat the team he came from before he took over as the head coach of the Bucks. Beasley says he's looking forward to dinner on the coach.
It feels great to get a win from coach. Dinner's on him now.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 34 overnight. Under clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 65. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, 40. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn, I've been thinking about this. I want to call this the Release the Kraken Tapes Wednesday edition.
Happy hump day, Crudy. Release the Kraken. Nate, working the board. Thank you for your hard work. Our fair audience. Happy, happy hump day.
You're going to have to wait till the happy hour to hear the Kraken Tapes. We have the Kraken Tapes. We have the testimony given by Sidney Powell and a little bit of the Jenna Ellis as well. We're going to release that in the 5 o'clock hour for you, our audience. And we're going to have some fun with that. Two first name guy, that Senator Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. Well, he keeps talking about Fight Club.
You're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, Crudy.
I didn't think as a U.S. Senator, you were supposed to talk about Fight Club. I thought he was a big man, strapping lad like myself.
Oh, no, man. He's like, I looked it up. He's 5'8", man. He's like barely taller than me. He's a little dude.
A little Napoleonic complex, Tom.
maybe a little of that going on. Come on, Mark Wayne, you're making us short guys look bad.
Do you think he wears the DeSantis sliders in the heels?
Maybe. It's entirely possible. Given the over response, given the brashness of the senator who got shouted down by Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't doubt it, but you know. Who am I to judge?
No, I don't know the man, Dom, and I know he's got like six kids, but I see him like in a Corvette with like an AR-15 as his co-pilot, you know, trying to cover all the inadequacies all at once.
That's a total bro sesh for sure. Red Corvette. Yeah, yeah. You know, check the boxes.
We'll get back to that, Dom. But let me ask you a question. Why do Republicans hate engineers? And apparently diversity.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of math that goes on with engineers, and I'm not sure Republicans are very good at that sometimes.
We got a fine guest joining us. She's probably good at math. We're not going to do math on the radio, but maybe a little governance. We've got the minority leader, our friend Melissa Agard, state senator from Madison, coming in here in the Solidarity Realty Studios real soon, like 20 minutes from now. You'll stick around for that. But Tom, let's start today. It is a rare day when you can say the entire business community, nearly, at least all those impacted by engineering, are against the actions of these Republicans. And by these Republicans, I mean Boss Voss and your buddy, Jay Sortwell. Apparently, they're of one mind on this, Tom. Yeah,
they've merged their agendas.
I referenced the reporting of Kelly Mayhofer over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin businesses need more engineers, but Republicans are holding up the UW-Madison project that would help address the shortage. And you say, why?
Why?
We'll get to that. The Republican war on diversity, equity, and inclusion could cost Wisconsin hundreds of engineers. That's every year.
Collateral damage. No biggie.
The GOP-controlled legislature declined to fund a new engineering building for the University of Wisconsin-Madison as part of the state budget. The project would expand enrollment in the engineering college, and the decision dealt a significant blow to the state's flagship and to the business community, which is typically aligned with Republican interests but finds itself at odds on this particular project. The two have teamed up to push for the building's approval in the remaining months of the legislative session. In surveying every lawmaker about their position on the project, it is clear many support the building of a new engineering building, Dom, but Republicans are holding it hostage to extract concessions from the state university system around the DEI programming.
Again, sounds a little like log rolling to me, Crudy. A
little bit. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, said once a deal with UW is negotiated around the DEI and other demands, you know, the terrorists have their demands, Dom, the legislature would present a proposal that includes the engineering building. So we can't have raises for the staff, any of the UW staff, because Robin Voss wants to eradicate all funding for diversity.
Now, my understanding, Governor Evers is suing on that topic, in that specific regard.
He might sue, but that's not changing Robin Voss's mind. When you can waste the taxpayers' money and litigation, why not?
I mean, OPM, Crudy.
But to fail to fund capital investiture, and I mean, they've funded other capital investiture, talking about this very same Republican-led legislature. But the engineering building, like, you're going to hold this thing hostage? This is the hill they're going to die on, Dom. We need engineers. We talk about it all the time. We need STEM. We need these very smart people, and we need them on to stay home, right? You want to build a better future for the state of Wisconsin, you better have smart, educated, highly paid professionals living here in the state. Hell, I hear Microsoft making something of an investment right down the road. What if they need some engineers, Robin Voss? Well, as long as they don't need diversity or inclusion, right, Tom?
Right.
Now, just four lawmakers would go on the record opposing the new engineering building. Six more said the project had merit, but was part of a broader negotiation with the UW. Is that what they're doing? Again, this terrorist ask is negotiation. A little bit more here. Most others refused to take a stand. Nearly 60%, 78 of 132 lawmakers either did not respond to multiple requests for comment or declined to discuss their position with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And 43 lawmakers said they supported the project, including five Republicans. I appreciate the arguments on DEI, but holding up this building isn't the way to do it, said Republican Senator Mary Felskowski from Tomahawk. Seems very reasonable here, Dom. We need to continue investing in the STEM degrees that provide family-supporting jobs in communities across Wisconsin. I agree, Senator. But Robin Voss does not, Dom.
A little bit of the math behind it. Again, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. UW-Madison first asked the state to approve the project in 2021. It was estimated then to cost around $300 million. Republicans removed it during the 21-23 budget negotiations. You know, negotiations, Curdy. Inflation has pushed the price tag to an estimated $347 million. $197 million would come from the state, either through taxpayer-supported borrowing or with cash from the state's $4 billion surplus. UW-Madison would fund the remaining $150 million of the project from donors. The university has already raised more than $100 million, but those gifts are all in jeopardy if the university doesn't receive state money this year, UW-Madison spokesperson John Lucas says. Today's the middle of November, Karuti. We're kind of running out of time. The UW system ranked the project number one capital priority this session. Republicans cited cost when removing it from their list, yet they approved some low-ranked projects for UW, including a $139 million addition and renovation to the UW Stout Academic Facility and a $231 million science building at for UW Eau Claire.
Now, I'd point out the state's portion, the state's tab, is smaller on the engineering building than this building that's moving forward, the science building at UW Eau Claire. And I like the blue golds.
Right. No.
But I like engineers just as well, but please continue.
Renovating the current building would be difficult based on its configuration. It was constructed in 1938 and received an addition in 1987. The university's College of Engineering has the capacity to enroll about 6,350 students. That's 4,750 undergrads and 1,600 graduates. The new building would expand enrollment by 18% up to 7,500 students. A quote from Charles Hoslett, who oversees government relations for UW-Madison, if we can enroll and graduate 1,000 more students every year, that's 1,000 more students who have high potential staying in the state and becoming taxpayers as opposed to going somewhere else. Filling the extra seats shouldn't be a problem. About 8,550 students applied last year for one of 1,200 spots in the freshman class.
So we got seven applications for every slot currently available, but we got to hold it all up for DEI terrorist threats from the Speaker of the House.
A little bit here. Some rejected applicants enroll in engineering programs at other UW schools, Hoslett said, but more often than not, they end up at other Big Ten schools like the University of Illinois, Purdue, or Ohio State. And Crudy's not a fan of Ohio State.
Oh, I hate the Buckeyes. Not much of a fan of the Cornhuskers either. We play them this weekend. Dom, but here's the craziest part. The Republicans have put the business community in direct opposition. You know, Republicans have talked about, and again from this reporting, the importance of keeping the best and brightest high school students in the state for college. That's why their refusal to approve the project baffles the business community.
Baffling. It's baffling.
Among those calling for legislative action are some of the state's largest employers, including Johnson Control, Kohler, Epic, American Family Insurance, Rockwell Automation. Business groups supportive of the project include Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. That's like the Republicans' right-hand lobby group. Wisconsin Technology Council and the Fox Cities Chambers of Commerce.
I mean, not, you know, those don't strike me as a bunch of hippie, woke kind of organizations or companies, Curly.
Here's hippie, dippy Oshkosh Corporation. You know, they make the war machines. Their CEO, John Pfeiffer, says it just seems like such an easy decision that you want to expand the premium engineering school in the state to help fuel the economy. It's pretty straightforward to me.
It's pretty straightforward.
Dom, the average starting base salary for a UW-Madison engineering major graduate, $75,000 a year. That's a pretty good job. It's better than radio work. But it takes a little more brain power, I would suspect. Come back with us. We'll try to turn the brains on. The Wednesday edition, right?
Yes.
I'm not an engineer over here, or a rocket scientist, or a brain surgeon.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local city. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789. Why don't Republicans want an engineering school, man? And of course, stick around. State Senator of Wisconsin, Melissa Agar, are going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Really, it's something of a terrorist act, is it not?
Is it, but is it, you know, this reminds me of the Tommy Tuberville thing, you know, not allowing, you know, these military promotions to go through because of what? Abortion. I mean, you know, nothing to do with the topic at hand, but want to create, you know, some issue that they want to, you know, this hill they want to stand and die on.
These very same Republicans, their idea of economic development, investment in the state, Tom, was Foxconn.
Yeah.
I was in the assembly parlor. I sat. Plop my ass down in the front row when Scott Walker's bright idea, his Hail Mary, right? This was him. And hell, eventually it was Rance Priebus, and Donald Trump even glommed onto some credit building the eighth wonder of the world. They built the eighth wonder.
Yeah, 250,000 jobs. Scott Walker said he was going to create while governor.
Well, Foxconn was a big part of that, Dom. But now I understand Foxconn, or at least a big portion, large portion thereof, it's selling. Like, they did nothing there for going on a decade, Dom. In fact, you know, the entire community where Robin Voss lives and quote-unquote serves has just been decimated. At least so many have been pushed out through eminent domain for a corporation that never came, never paid off, never turned
into. The heavy hand of the government being implemented by small government Republicans to give money to an out-of-country corporation as a campaign promise to part of his 250,000 jobs.
And when Robin Voss sat up there at that Capitol, and I was in the front row again, I plopped down, sat there. And Robin Voss was bragging about the well-paying jobs at Foxconn at $13 an hour. That'd be about approximately $27,000 a year. That's what, roughly a third of what these engineering jobs would pay? And the difference being is instead of the state of Wisconsin, what, investing billions in a foreign corporation, we would actually invest in infrastructure through long-term borrowing that would create human capital that would stay here, right here in the state of Wisconsin. Probably, you know, can't keep them here.
Well, hopefully, right?
But a good job would keep them here. Yeah, once you get that $75,000 a year job, you don't want to, you know, go work as a barista at a Starbucks in Denver anymore. So, Dom, now we've had some movement. The Mount Pleasant deal with Microsoft. Microsoft buying up a big chunk of this, Dom, with no financial subsidies from the state of Wisconsin.
What? No subsidies? Why would they bother doing such a thing?
Here, according to Alan Markovitz, an attorney representing Mount Pleasant, I found this at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily, Urban Milwaukee, no additional borrowing will be required of either the village or the county. According to the attorney, no new infrastructure will be required of either the village or the county. And finally, No new additional financial incentives to Microsoft will be required by either the village or the county.
I sense a repeating trend here.
That's a little bit different than the deal Walker made on the back of the napkin with Mr. Foxconn. Thank you, Mr. Foxconn.
Thank you, Mr. Foxconn.
Last week, Governor Tony Evers and local officials announced Microsoft was expanding its plans for Mount Pleasant, intending to develop additional data centers on the property and to invest billions of dollars in the community over the next decade. Dom, they're promising, my understanding, to achieve a property assessment of $1.4 billion or more. Microsoft, well, that's the deal they, what, made with the community, which helps offset, what, some of the loss on the Foxconn, Dom? Because Foxconn never turned into much, did it?
They say here, according to the reporting at Urban Milwaukee, under the new agreement, Microsoft is expected to build at least four buildings at the site and is guaranteeing a minimum assessment of $1.4 billion by January 1st of 2028. And we're going to roll into 2024 here real soon. So this is looking like a three-year 2024, so three full years.
Do you remember when Scott Walker proposed this? Oh, what a marvelous thing he thought this be. This would be the victory that would keep him in office and hold back, you know, that super dynamic guy, Tony Evers, right? This deal proceeded, or did it not? Do I get my math wrong? No, it was Scott Walker's Hail Mary reelection plan.
Yes.
And you know, I think about Scott Walker occasionally because, you know, I always wondered what he would do after he failed to be the president. It sounded something like this.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
The list of jobs I would not hire him to do, Dom, is he can fill a book.
I mean, but he does, you know, work for the YAF now.
But his idea of economic development was to give a foreign corporation something approaching $4.5 billion in investment with nothing other than a little political capital in return. Right?
I'm going to create 250,000 jobs. My math was wrong. 4 years to get this assessed value up to $1.4 billion. And as mentioned, that's in addition to the $1.4 billion minimum valuation guarantee obligation from Foxconn. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Happy hump day, Paul. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Devils. Thanks for taking my call. I got just something to say on the engineering building. The Republicans hate, for whatever reason, they just hate the Madison area, the place I spent most of my life living in or around. They also hate Middleton because it's close to Madison.
So that's where I live, Paul. That's why they hate Middleton.
Yeah, right. That's it. But they're never going to, well, I shouldn't say never, but their hate is so intense for Madison and the university that they will not spend money to actually help the state, help businesses, for goodness sakes. You know, and what's going on down there in with Microsoft, that's big-time engineering. So it's just sick. These guys, they're just sick people. I don't know.
I don't think it's hate for Madison, Wisco. I don't think it is. I think it's hate of diversity and hate that we would acknowledge that perhaps there's some structural inequities and hate that they might try to make some college kids feel comfortable on campus because, you know, Robin Voss liked it when it was all white kids down at Whitewater. It was right in the name, Paul, if you know what I'm saying.
It's an opportunity, Wisco, for the Republicans to try to jam something up to get something pushed through that they want. I mean, this seems to be kind of par for the course for the Republicans. Again, see Tommy Tuberville.
But what they want is sort of a racist agenda, is it not? Shouldn't they be called out for that each and every day, Dom?
Yes. According to Robin Voss, it is exclusion to want inclusion. That's the logic. But at the other side of this, too, also, you know, those giving all the money to the university and those folks making $75,000. I'm not clear how that translates to donations. You got to help me out on that one.
If I could only get one of those promised $13 an hour Foxconn jobs. Can you get me one of those, Robin? Robin Voss, Speaker Voss. Got a fine guest coming in the Solidarity Realty Studio. She is Minority Leader, fine Democratic State Senator, friend of ours, Melissa Agard.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. No government funding crisis or shutdown at the end of the week. Following the House, the Senate passed a short-term spending extension with strong bipartisan support. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I am pleased that Speaker Johnson realized he needed Democratic votes to avoid a shutdown.
This bill does keep all government agencies funded into January and some a month later. There were arrests and confrontations in what police describe as a violent protest against the Mideast war near Democratic headquarters in Washington. The demonstrators were demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Eva Borgwart is with an American Jewish group taking part.
We're being met with tear gas right now because we're asking for our president and for our party to do the right thing.
Near San Francisco, President Biden reports on his talks with the leader of China.
Critical global challenges we face, from climate change to counter-narcotics to artificial intelligence, demand our joint efforts.
And this from China, a coal mining fire there has killed at least 19 people. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 34 overnight, under clear.